I am John Marriott. My family came to live in Inkpen at Totterdown in 1924. So we've been here for over 60 years. This tape brings back many memories to me, and I particularly remember my mother's involvement with the start of the Inkpen Women's Institute, which has been described by Mrs. Goodhart. We have a beautiful milk jug, which was given to my mother by the ladies of the village when she retired as the first president. Bert Annett remembers the village flower show, which was always held at the old rectory. Long tables down the Lime Avenue, piled high with produce, in competition for the much coveted prizes. On the lawn outside the house, the silver band played. And at the far end where the tennis court now stands, there were swings and roundabouts and coconut shies. How important it was for a boy to win one of those coconuts. The cricket ground in those days was between the old rectory and West Court. Not a very flat field or a good pitch, but a lovely setting. And the Reverend Butler, an old-fashioned parson with two hunters in his stable, adored the village cricket and usually acted as umpire. In addition, he provided tea for both teams. Some things in the village have changed dramatically, but many have remained the same. We only have two public houses here nowadays, as the Craven Arms and the Olive Branch sites are private houses. Few people will know there was a lovely Elizabethan farmhouse and outbuildings at the Fold in the Hill, near to Sadler's, or that there were four or five thatched cottages that is lower down, opposite the wood. Most of all, I regret the end of the small holdings throughout the villages. Thorpes, Foxes, Lovelocks and Clarks were some of the families who ran these small holdings. And that was where our milk, our butter, our cream all came from. In addition, some of them provided delicious poultry for lunch on Sundays. How we miss them now. Many of us regret the end of the Inkpen sawmills, run by the Edwards family, who did so much for the village. They did our fencing, made our gates, and constructed excellent wheelbarrows. They also employed a lot of people. Now the mill and its hooter are no more. In its place, we have some, and we hope in due course that these will bring employment to our village and to some extent take the place of the old sawmill. Our village lies in one of the most lovely parts of southern England. Its open spaces and scattered community give it a special attraction. It is enjoyed not only by those who live here, but also by many from urban areas who come at weekends for exercise and relaxation. We must make sure that overdevelopment and the march of time do not destroy it.